This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're welcome to another fast one, the fast lane, fast driving, fast cars, fast women, fast guys. That's what it is. Carrie, are you fast? She's smart and
maybe
focused.
Not yet. Give me an hour.
All right, okay. Wake up, rise and shine time. It's the Tuesday, March 28th version of my overview, Doug Steffen, with a new feature, first of all, to underscore. We set up a special telephone line. It'd be nice if you spend a few minutes to call in and give us your opinion on an important issue this week. The question is, are you tired? Well, I guess fed up, maybe. Tired and fed up with the turmoil in government. Day after day, week after week, now month after month. It's even year after year. When you go back, it isn't just Trump. This government of ours, which Winston Churchill said was the best of the worst, is to a point almost unmanageable. Doesn't it seem that way sometimes? So if you're tired, fed up, sick and tired, whatever, that's not something that I like to use. Sick and tired is not a good phrase. But if you're tired, fed up with the turmoil in government, press 1 for yes and 2 for no when you dial 800-282-2333. That's 800-282-2333. Answer the question, please. Yes or no. 1 for yes, 2 for no. If you're tired of the turmoil in government, 800-282-2333. And when you tell us what you think, we'll give you an opportunity to make a couple of choices on some special deals that I think you'll find intriguing as well as we get into things that are of value conversationally. A lot of people are talking today about all the protests across Russia. Thousands of people crowded into the main square over the weekend for an unsanctioned protest. In other words, you got to have a sort of a license. People are not happy with the government. They're not happy with Putin. The wave of demonstrations taking place all over the country. There has been a lot of opposition. Most of the time is written off by critics as irrelevant because when it gets right down to it, the strength of Putin and the leadership there, the fact that they really do kill you if you're opposed to what they do, makes it seems like there really is no government at all. It's just a fiat. This fellow, Alexei Navalny, the anti-corruption campaigner who is heading the opposition to Putin, was arrested while he was walking from a subway station toward the demonstration. He and the Foundation for Fighting Corruption, doesn't that sound like an American organization? Huh? When you translate it from the Russian, the Foundation for Fighting Corruption. We got to have one of those here. Calling for the protests attracted hundreds of crowds, thousands of people in most of the big Russian cities from Vladivostok, which is on the far east of Russia, all the way to the border with Europe. The protests appear to be one of the largest outpourings of dissatisfaction since the massive demonstrations in 2011-2012. People arrested, let's see, there are about 800 people arrested just in Moscow alone. But because things are so tight there, and the state owns the news agency, I don't really know what the numbers are. The state says 500, other opposition people say it's 800 in just that city alone. So this guy's been a persistent thorn in Bad Vlad's side. He's been in jail a couple of times, as presented. Yeah, wonder sometimes how these people make money. Where does the money come from? Who supports these things? I think about it sometimes in our country when you see all these groups that are 501c3s, people who have money give money. I don't know that things work the same way in Russia. All I know is that the State Department condemned the arrest, like Putin gives a you know what we think or anybody else thinks. But our government said, I'm sure very effectively, we must call for an immediate release of all these people. They deserve a government that supports an open marketplace. I love how we tell everybody else around the world how to run things, and we're doing such a great job ourselves, in a sense. Yeah, it's just, it is funny, actually. So let's see, what else is there? The protests were focused on not so much Putin as the prime minister. The prime minister's name is Dmitry Medvedev. And he, like all the pals of Putin, see, Putin's smart enough to cover his assets. Putin, if he's worth a nickel, is worth $1 billion. And he set up all of his oil pals. These are all people from the KGB. And when the KGB was eliminated, they all knocked off the heads of these various companies, all his pals, and they were the ones who came into power. And this guy, Medvedev, has a collection of mansions all over the place and yachts and vineyards. He's got a house for raising ducks. So a lot of the people who are arrested had images of yellow duck toys carrying their cards. So this is... People are unhappy with the fact there's no investigating the corruption allegations. That's really what the bottom line is here. Anyway, so Putin hasn't said anything. Medvedev hasn't said anything. None of the top Russian pals have said anything. Nothing. Zero. In Vladivostok, police detained demonstrators there near the railway terminal. Some of the people were on the railroad tracks. Just really, it's a pretty dicey time there. And it makes for a good, and when you analyze all this stuff, because of the Russian Trump thing, it makes for a good sort of distraction from all of the stuff going on that connects, or allegedly connects, the Trump White House to the Russians. There were some documents that came out pretty much about the same time about how Mr. Flynn got payment from Russian interests for various things. They just weren't very smart. Or maybe it's arrogant, maybe it's naivete, whatever it is. It's rather interesting. What I found also interesting is this guy Navalny, N-A-V-A-L-N-Y, Navalny. He was, when he was arrested, he was doused in green paint so people would know who he was. That was rather interesting. Okay. So that's what's going on in Russia, boys and girls. Aren't you excited to learn that? It's 15 past the hour on Good Day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 3939 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 3939. Again, 3939.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
All right, so here we are faced with yet another overview of this thing that happened in London. It seems the terrorists sent encrypted messages on WhatsApp, which is very popular in Europe. We were beginning to use it more here. I actually have it, but it's connected to most of my friends who are in Europe and the Middle East. This message just before the attack is translated here now by a reporter talking about the British Home Secretary figuring this all out.
The man who attacked UK's Parliament reportedly sent a message on WhatsApp just minutes before the incident. The messaging service, which is owned by Facebook, uses end-to-end encryption, so no one can intercept messages. For the company, it's a privacy measure. But there's no backdoor for the company or police to access those messages. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd is urging technology firms to make encrypted data available to police in certain situations.
We need to make sure that organizations like WhatsApp, and there are plenty of others like that, don't provide a secret place for terrorists to communicate with each other.
Finding a balance between law enforcement and privacy has become a big issue in today's digital world. The FBI and Apple got into a battle in 2016 after the tech company refused to unlock the iPhone used by the San Bernardino mass shooter. The FBI was ready to fight its case in court, but it withdrew after federal officials were able to hack into the phone without Apple's assistance. For its part, a WhatsApp spokesperson told the BBC it is cooperating with authorities.
All right, so as long as we're on that trail, it's interesting to note that I think the announcement made yesterday, in fact, that corporations will be under a new directive able to buy and sell your Internet browser history without your consent. I'm betting there was a vote in the Senate to gut the broadband privacy rules that came out a few years ago, so Verizon and Comcast and AT&T can sell any information from the Internet usage that they want to. I'm betting that this data, which is a gold mine for a lot of these people, this is going to go to court. It'll end up in the Supreme Court. And a lot of these things that Trump is doing are going to hurt, well, according to the people who don't like it, hurt certain aspects of privacy. I have to agree that I think some of these things are an overstep, but as they throw things against the wall and see what sticks, this is a way to eliminate a lot of regulation that's not necessary. The stuff that's necessary or legal, it'll get proven in court that it is, and in the meantime, we're going to spend a lot of money getting there. But we spend a lot of money adapting some of these things that are foolish anyway, right? 21 after the hour.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This sounds a little weird, but this is sort of a trend of isolating vocal performances. For example, John Fogerty here of Creedence, the vocal track of his doing Bad Moon Rising is what you're listening to from the studio back in 1968. This is all over social media. It was the lead single, by the way, from the album Green River. And even though it was recorded in 68, it didn't get released till April of 69. And that was before the album came out. Song reached number 2 on the singles chart, number 1 over in England. It was there for 3 weeks in September of 69. It was their second gold single. CCR, one of those groups that could make it in almost any circumstance. It was just what Fogerty had. There's a quality to it, and I don't know that I can put a word around it, but there's a quality to CCR that was very, the word I think is consistent. When you heard a song from CCR, you knew it was them. You knew it was him.
They have such a unique sound, and his voice has that, you know his voice
that from little
like
growl.
The Doors, Jimmy Morrison and the Doors, same thing. You knew what you were going to get from the very beginning. This is one of the greatest songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, Bad Moon Rising. So now you hear it mixed. This was in an era, I have a certain amount of credibility here because I know how stuff was made back then. They'd have one track for the music and one track for the voice, and then they'd mix it together. Which was really just getting started, because it all used to be single-track stuff. You have to go into the studio, you have to get it right, because everything was there together. You couldn't mix and match the way they do now. For God's sakes, there's like 24 tracks for songs that are made today, and you can screw up a note on a horn, and they can fix that, and everybody else doesn't have to come back to the studio.
Well, and to that point, one of the reasons why a lot of these isolated vocals are going viral is because when John Fogerty recorded that in 1968, that was before auto-tune. And so many artists now, when you hear some isolated vocals from, and I love Britney Spears, but she kind of pops to mind. Doesn't sound good. And then they have so much tweaking that goes on before it sounds like it does on the radio.
Yeah, you had to be a performer that could sing in order to make it work.
Yep.
Back then. That's a great pop song, by the way. Crank it up, Carol, will you?
Rolling on a river.
That's just great rock. That's all it is. Perfect rock. All right, speaking of that, I didn't mention that McCartney was the person who sets up the PETA video that I was talking about slaughtering the animals. McCartney was involved in that. He's very active in PETA. Also, he has confirmed over the weekend he's working on a new album, new music from McCartney. He said, quote, "I'm making a new album, which is great fun. I'm in the middle of that." This was a BBC Radio 6 interview over the weekend. The news said it's being produced by Greg Kirsten. Quote, "I'm working with a producer who I first worked with 2 years ago on a thing, piece of music I'm doing for an animated film. Since then, he went to work with Beck and got Best Album of the Year. Then he went on to work with Adele, just got Song of the Year, Record of the Year with Adele. And I got Producer, and he got to Producer of the Year. So put him together with McCartney, you've got to come up with something that's pretty good, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right? So the
I'd be interested to hear it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anything he does, we're all going to be interested in hearing, no matter what. Has he still got it? Yep. He still
just
has
ask
it.
My mom.
28 past the hour.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I leave you.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you on record acknowledging that today is Tuesday, the 28th of March?
Yep.
We have four more days, and finish off the week, finish off the month, and we're 25% through the year. Thinking about it that way is kind of that's a sobering thought. Speaking of sobering thoughts, the North Carolina bathroom bill. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Thank you for spending some time with us as we go through the intel, investigating things that people are yakking about. Just from my perspective, this is the stuff that I grab onto, that I find interesting, and much of the conversation comes from things I've experienced with friends of mine who are interested in both the left and the right side. So my reflection here is hopefully as in the middle as possible, although I do have my biases, and one of them is looking at situations like what's in North Carolina's bathroom bill. And the Republicans there who are pushing this say it's not hurting the economy. This is a law that limits lesbians and gays and bisexuals and transgender people. It limits them to what bathroom they were. You know what? To this point, I don't even really understand this. All I know is that I was looking at numbers here, and so far it's cost the state almost $4 billion in business. Over the past year, North Carolina suffering from this PayPal facility that would have added about $2 billion to the state's economy. Ringo Starr canceled his concert. And there are other, that's the top and there's the bottom and there are many in between. I just don't get, and I don't know whether, Kara, in your circle of friends, if you have younger folks don't seem to think this is a great idea. I, as somebody who doesn't understand, I don't think in these terms. I have no gaydar whatsoever. I'm completely naive in the sense that, I mean, it's sometimes pretty obvious if somebody's gay, but I don't really give a damn. I don't care what you are. As long as you're honest, you have integrity, as long as you don't hurt other people, hurt animals, I don't care who you are. But that's me. Some people are itchy in their own skin and uncomfortable in their own skin. But it isn't just those people who are sexually kind of whacked or changed or different or whatever. But there are, there's the NAACP has initiated a national economic boycott aimed at products and services that come from North Carolina. So do I need an education here? What do you think?
Well, an education in what? I think that...
As to why it is that people get worked up about this. Does anybody care what bathroom you go to?
I don't know. And sometimes I can't tell what side of the story you're on because you don't care what bathroom people are using, but you also... I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
I'm confused by all this.
maybe
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
Yeah,
maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
I think for most young people, the issue of gay rights, it's a non-issue. It's a non-thing to even think
non-starter.
About because it's just...
It is the way it is.
Why would you have anything besides equal rights for all people, whether you're gay or not, or LGBT?
Correct.
But with this, I don't care what bathroom people use. As long as I don't have a longer line in the women's bathroom, there's going to be such a long line. And I just, the whole issue, people bring up this idea that, we can't let transgenders in the bathroom because they'll hurt little kids. You know what? Bathrooms are open to anyone. It's not like the doors are locked.
I call your attention to the event that took place in that high school last week where the illegal immigrant 17-year-old raped a 12-year-old in the bathroom. One was of one sex and one was the other, and they were both in the same bathroom because he went in apparently after her. So
I think they pulled her into a men's bathroom. I'm just saying that if you really wanted to do something, then it would have already happened, and it has nothing to do with people who are transgender or in the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. There just aren't the statistics to prove that that's a thing.
Some of this stuff is more symbolic than it is harmful, like cities and states all over the country banning taxpayer-funded visits to North Carolina because of this bill. Investment firms have urged North Carolina to repeal this. There are a lot of offices, John Hancock, for example, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, a lot of asset management companies are headquartered in Charlotte, Asheville. The Chamber of Commerce there announced that biotech company Aberdeen was adding 550 jobs there. Asheville's kind of on an island, in a manner of speaking, because it has a whole different population. It just feels there is a different attitude. Maybe they just ignore what the rest of the state is doing. Man,
I do think that North Carolina has become an example, though, because I am pretty sure if you looked at any of these companies and where they have other offices in other states, there are probably other states that have laws that are like that or worse than that.
Maybe, yeah.
And so it's just kind of funny. It's kind of the same with Uber versus Lyft and people boycotting one but not necessarily doing the research on the other. I think North Carolina has definitely become an example.
Yeah. All right, that's an interesting thought. Thank you. Speaking of politics, Bernie Sanders is pushing for universal health care. He's calling his bill Medicare for All. Medicare is supposed to be for seniors. This is the new twist after the Obamacare repeal failed. Senator Sanders and Representative Peter Welch introducing a bill in both chambers of Congress this week. It's a single-payer plan that would streamline the health care market. One body would cover insurance costs through taxes as well as negotiate with private industries to keep costs down. This is a government entity. Sanders has been making this argument for years. Last year, you heard during the campaign, it was one of his key planks. He said, quote, "There's something very wrong when our country is the only major country on the planet that doesn't guarantee health care to all people as a right. Even for those in the U.S. with employer-provided health care, costs can be high." You know what? I find this very interesting because, in essence, the people who are here illegally go to the, and a lot of other people who don't have health care, go to the emergency room, get their, whatever their problem is, fixed. And they figured it out that they have a right to it because they don't get turned away. They don't get turned away in hospitals. They don't. So it'd be interesting to see where this thing goes. More and more people, when they look at Bernie Sanders, think, why couldn't I have voted for him? So I got a lot of the same ideas. Some of them are not up the Trump alley at all, but some of them are. Speaking of Trump, got some more info on the president in a matter of moments here. 42 past the hour on Good Day.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Senior Manager Rick Radliff to discuss Pioneer Growing Point agronomy.
DuPont Pioneer Growing Point agronomy really includes thousands of on-farm trials that our field teams conduct each year. It's a collaborative effort between our field agronomists that team up with our account managers and our sales reps, and they work with growers all across North America to bring local answers to local questions that those growers have. Through the efforts this last year, more than 10,000 on-farm trials were established to provide that local crop management information and insights. And I'll give you an example from this past season. One key effort that we implemented related to the DuPont Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials was taking almost 9,000 soil samples from all of our agronomy trials to accomplish really two main things. The first was to assess and understand soil fertility levels for phosphorus and potassium in particular on a large number of growers across the Corn Belt. Second thing that we wanted to understand was if soil fertility levels were at a level that would support yield goals on the part of our customers and other growers. Growers aspire to continue to increase corn yields and soybean yields, and we wanted to understand, are there soil fertility levels in place that can support those continuously increasing yield goals?
What's new with Pioneer Growing Point Agronomy in 2017?
This year, DuPont Pioneer will conduct a focused, what we're calling digital agronomy trial effort through our Growing Point Agronomy trials. This year, we'll have over 1,500 trials where our field teams will examine the relationship between hybrid soil type and planting population on our newest, most exciting corn hybrids that we've just advanced. Where a specific Pioneer hybrid is planted, we'll look at the soil type, planting date, population. They all interact to either enhance yield or detract from yield or a soybean variety for that matter. And we know that. But today, the digital information tools that we have available really allow us to improve our ability to better capture, analyze, and understand the information like never before. The key and what we have to do with our products and that we focus on that no one else can do is to take our newest hybrids just before and after they're launched, capture that digital data, and use it to work with our growers to ensure that growers place products for maximum yield and minimum risk according to the needs of each grower. They can always contact their local Pioneer sales professional. They can also go directly onto Pioneer.com and look for those insights that are available.
Thanks, Rick. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur.
Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, 45 and change at the hour. Doug Steffen and Kara Schillen. What's up with the Trumpster and the administration? Well, let's see. There are a couple of things. After the health care plan, I just told you what Bernie Sanders is trying to get through post the Trump bill. This week, they are on legislative obstacle courses to overhaul the tax code. This is the first time it's been done in, what, about 30 years? One wonders, the news media is loving the speculative side of this. Well, he couldn't get the health care. How's he going to get tax reform? So, anyway, and I love these people. Mr. Trump's aura of political invincibility has been shattered. He's done. He's finished. He won't be able to rewrite the tax code. No way. Lower rates, fewer loopholes, forget about it. Tax on imports, no. All right, let's see where this goes. Anyway, the Trumpsters are rolling back power plant restrictions to the chagrin of EPA lovers everywhere. Here's a reporter and also the voice of new administrator Scott Pruitt.
We've made tremendous progress on our environment, and we can be both pro-jobs and pro-environment, and the executive order is going to address the past administration's effort to kill jobs across this country through the Clean Power Plan.
EPA Director Scott Pruitt confirmed President Donald Trump will sign an executive order to roll back Obama-era power plant regulations. The Obama administration's Clean Power Plan was first introduced in 2015 to help cut carbon pollution from fossil fuel-fired power plants. The initiative set a goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions up to 32% by 2030, but it's been on hold since last year. A federal appeals court is considering a challenge on the plan from coal-friendly Republican-led states and more than 100 companies. Pruitt said with this new executive order, Trump hopes to bring back coal mining jobs and reduce the cost of electricity. And undoing the Clean Power Plan could help Trump keep his promise to cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy.
That was interesting last week when the president went to the Hermitage, which is President Andrew Jackson's home in Nashville. He was there to, in a manner of speaking, celebrate the presidency of Jackson, who was kind of a naysayer, much like he was seventh president of the United States, by the way, much like other presidents try to find someone that they like to compare themselves to. Trump's not, by any stretch of the imagination, a student of history. He says he admits to not reading much. The speech he delivered was a manner of speaking, a presidential biography of Jackson. He says he likes him, he reads about him, tries to understand him. After the election, people started comparing Trump to Jackson's victory in 1828, which is sort of was the first time there was a populist uprising in the country. He underlined the association, calling himself a big fan. Jackson was called Old Hickory, by the way, if you don't remember that from your high school history class. there are a lot of things. I'm looking at this. And there are a lot of things that Trump said that do remind me of what I learned about Jackson when I was in school. So if you're looking for, excuse me, a comparative, go back and look at the presidency of Andrew Jackson, comparing him to Trump. It's 10 before the hour.
In-
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Joining me now is Stephanie Humphrey. She shares her technology knowledge on the root.com, the griot.com, blackenterprise.com, blacklifecoaches.net. She's got a column on the Root and offers tips and advice on a lot of things. So that's why she's here today, to bring us into springtime with technology. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Where do we start when it comes to thinking about technology for the season, making our lives easier, photos, fun, that kind of stuff?
Right. Well, you start with the pogo cam, because when you're in the moment and you have that picture perfect memory you want to capture, you don't always want to be hunting around for your smartphone. Is it in the bottom of my handbag? Is it in the car? Did I leave it over here? Pogo cam is the smallest attachable camera to eyewear, so it's going to stick right to your glasses. And they have an agreement with 25 eyewear brands, including Foster Grant, to attach a pogo track to the frame so that the camera sticks with a magnet, or if you want to attach pogo cam to your favorite pair of sunglasses, there's a pogo loop included that'll do that as well. So really helpful when you want to capture photos, because you can take up to 100 photos or up to 2 minutes of HD video with pogo cam as well. So super easy to use, $149, and this is what really separates it from those other kind of smartphone or glasses cameras that we see out there today, is that you can use it with almost any pair of frames.
Really?
That's really right. Cool.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Yeah, super, super cool.
All right, so that's cool. Let's get started thinking about that. What else do you think is appropriate and new? It's like kind of like like Christmas in the springtime, right?
That's right. That's right. And the next thing is actually really appropriate because April is Stress Awareness Month. And, you know, technology can cause us a lot of stress. It's always changing. There's always something new to talk about. So take some of that stress away with the Canon PIXMA TS9020 all-in-one printer. And it's going to alleviate some of that stress in a couple of different ways. Number one, because it is super easy to use. I mean, there's a big touchscreen on the front that lets you print, scan, copy, really makes it easy for folks to figure out how to do what they need to do. But it's also going to print out over 120 of those coloring pages. And you might have heard of those adult coloring books that are all the rage right now that people are actually using to do a little bit of de-stressing at the end of the day. You can print out coloring pages of inspirational quotes, of flowers, of geometric patterns. So really a great way to kind of unwind at the end of the day. But it's also a really great printer. So you're going to get some high-quality photos, all of your prints are going to be awesome. You're going to be able to copy, double-sided, and do all those different things as well. So, again, a great way to let technology make your life a little bit easier with a printer that's easy to use, plus you're going to get those coloring pages to help you de-stress at the end of the day. And the Canon PIXMA is $199.99, and you can get it at shop.usa.canon.com.
All right, so, Victoria, what appeals to you of all of these things?
Adult coloring books. I actually almost bought some last week. I might actually do that. Yeah. Well, I have friends who are really into it. It's like the best de-stressor.
It's a big thing now. Yeah. It's a big thing now. And, you know, you print these pages out for free from the printer itself or from the Canon app, and you're good to go. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we need to take it back to our youth and just do
right.
some coloring at
funny.
The end of the day.
I bring my grandson to restaurants with my daughter, and we get the coloring the paper out, and we get the crayons out.
Right.
It sounds to me like a return to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just
it's
go.
Very, it's very therapeutic.
Yeah, sounds
yep.
like it. All right, Stephanie, you've given us some great food for thought, if you will. What website should we go to get a little bit more direction here?
You can check out pogocam.com
yeah. okay.
for the Pogo Cam, and you can check out shop.usa.canon.com to check out the Canon PIXMA printer.
All right, good. Very helpful. Thank you. Nice to have you here. Stephanie Humphrey with some tech ideas for springtime.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter when we are talking about your brain and memory. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you are repeatedly told that you were the last.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.